2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and Dejanovic.
That's the first time in the last few days that I've heard what sparked that road rage incident up in Centerville. We just heard from the lieutenant, Centerville Police Department, Lieutenant Alan Askerman. And he was telling us that it started out when a Mitsubishi Lancer was turning into the Walmart parking lot. A driver of an F-150 with his daughters in the truck turning out of the Walmart parking lot. And it's almost like the two cars got a little bit too close. And then here's what happened.
Yeah, it actually started in the exit of the Walmart parking lot. The F-150 was exiting while the Lancer was on the roadway outside of it, and there was a near collision that occurred out on the roadway. Vehicles came pretty close to each other. The driver of the F-150 thought maybe the Lancer had actually hit his truck, and so the F-150 followed the Lancer, tailgated him over to the parking lot of Target.
And then it sounds like the Lancer driver got out, according to the lieutenant. There's some conflicting reports. They don't have this part on surveillance camera, but they had seven witnesses. So they're trying to piece this together. But it sounds like the Lancer driver possibly tried to open up the truck's door. Couldn't get in, walked in front of the vehicle. When he walked in front of the truck, that's when the truck driver gunned it. That's the words that were used for the police officers, that they gunned it, and he runs over this 20-year-old.
Leaves them there.
Drags for about 75 feet, and the 20-year-old gets lodged under the truck. Apologies, we probably should have given a little ears warning here, folks. Sorry, we're describing this. We just heard these details, so we're a little bit in shock ourselves as we learn this. But, again, drags this individual for 75 feet, breaks ribs, breaks pelvis, road rash, just a horrific injury.
And then, according to police, after they track down the F-150 driver.
Yeah, he drives off.
He leaves this 20-year-old there. According to police, he makes up a... You know, it makes up information that the kid had a gun. The 20-year-old had a gun.
That's the key.
Cops didn't find a gun.
They searched the car?
Right. That the cop, that the F-150 driver had said that this kid followed him. And then the surveillance video, according to police, shows, no, the F-150 driver followed the Lancer driver. So that's going to be an issue for a defense attorney. Because this 44-year-old F-150 driver has, you know, been arrested and facing multiple criminal charges. We got to talk about this, Dave. What makes you an aggressive driver? And if you do any one of these six things, you're an aggressive driver. And I would go so far as to say you are on the verge of being a road rager. And this is one of those really kind of simple things that happens every day, right? Walmart parking lot, pulling out, almost get clipped by another car. It happens to me day in and day out when I'm driving. You know, you're pulling out, somebody's pulling in, you almost get clipped. How does that escalate so quickly? And what do we need to do to calm ourselves down?
Yeah.
So let me bounce these six things off of you according to a AAA survey about aggressive driving. If you do any of these things, Dave, I want you to keep your own score there on your little scrap piece of paper you got in front of you. Do you switch lanes quickly or very closely behind another car?
Never.
I had that happen today, this morning on my way in.
Weaver? You caught a Weaver?
A Weaver. It was a gray Subaru Outback. It was 5:55 exactly on the dot in the morning, and you were 3300 south on I-15 heading northbound, and you know who you are. You were zipping in and out of all the other... We were synchronized driving. Massive amounts of commuters coming into the downtown area. Everybody was just fine, but you. You're an aggressive driver. Here's another one. Have you ever made rude gestures or honked at other drivers?
Okay. Ever? I don't do rude gestures. I have honked, but it's an awareness honk.
Like you're going to back into me?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a honk. I hate your soul. Honk.
Okay. Number three, have you ever driven 15 miles an hour over the speed limit on the freeway?
Yes.
Me, Nephi, northbound into Salt Lake City?
Every,
a little too
every
fast.
Time. Yeah.
Driven through a red light?
I think it was a deep, deep yellow.
This one bugs me. As I'm pulling out into the intersection because my light turns green, and here comes somebody speeding through the red light, I've thought about turning right myself a few times.
Following?
Oh, yeah.
My sister got hit with someone that ran a red light.
Really?
Yeah, when she was, I think, 6 months, 8 months pregnant, flown to the hospital. It was scary.
Passed in front of a vehicle at less than a car length?
No.
Speeding up when another car tries to overtake you?
No. I was trying to place that. So you're saying someone's trying to pass me and I speed up to not let them over? No.
You follow a car in front of you closely to prevent another vehicle from merging in front of you? Guilty.
On purpose?
Guilty. I'm so guilty. That's going to get me in trouble with somebody else, right?
Yeah.
That's going to get me followed. It's going to get me
followed. Yeah, not letting people over. That's bad news.
So what do you do, Dave, to calm down when you get wound up? I'll tell you what I do. You go first.
First of all, I don't look at the person.
Oh, no, I can't.
Because if I look... Then I get distracted or I get angry or I see the anger or I see them gesture or mouth certain words. So that's a key for me is I focus. I'm in my zone. I'm in my bubble.
I look at 10 minutes down the road in my mind. Where do I want to be?
Yeah.
In handcuffs?
Right.
Because
that's
I duked
great.
It out with somebody? Or do I want to be at work producing our show or at home talking to my daughter.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
It's a small inconvenience that you will forget 99% of the time.
Yeah. Learned a lot about road rage today. Straight ahead, it's news this week. Is it Mila Kunis?
Mila Kunis.
And Ashton Kutcher.
You need to watch more movies. Holy smokes.
They don't believe in bathing their kids. Are they onto something or just plain gross?
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.